Two Sides of a Coin. Dharma Talks by Sayadaw U. Akita. The Way of a Stream Enterer. 1968. This talk was delivered at My Nigon Dharma Sala in Rangoon. Today Dharma listeners are more than the numbers in the movie, theater. Beings are sinking and flowing down in the stream of samsara. Therefore, people request me to deliver Dharma talk to free from the round of existence. Yu Xin, monks refer to themselves. As the monk calls himself, doesn't know what to talk. I don't know letters. I think that I don't have the learning parami, perfection, with me. There are learning, practice and result, pariyati, patipati and pativeda, of the Buddha Sasana. Yu Xin doesn't know anything on pariyati. Please forgive me if I give the wrong concepts in names, i.e., his experience is not wrong but giving the wrong Buddhist terms to its experience. There are some scholars also among us. If they come and tell me, Yu Xin, you should not say like this and have to say like that, then I'll ready to listen to them. I can't speak Pali and don't know how to use them. When I was 4 or 5 years old, my parents put me in school. At that time there was no modern school like today. Children study in monk school, village monasteries become education center for village children, boys and girls. My parents put me in school and want me to read and write. I don't have interest and very often running away from school. I am very afraid of speaking to the monk and learning books. Of the three sasana, in these three sasana, pariyat, pariyati, is the cause, patabat, patipati, is the result, pursuance, of it, and pativeda is the result and pativeda is the cause of pariyati. I know nothing about pariyati, but in the knowledge of patipati and pativeda, I know them all, because these are dharma, the result of my practice. For 21 months, nearly 2 years, I practice it like my bones and skin are worn out. Closing parenthesis dot. If I don't die, then let me realize the dharma, i.e., if I don't die and let Kalesa die. With strong samvega and fear, I did the practice without getting up. This kind of determination is coming from the Buddha himself. See the MN32, Mahago Singhasutta. In the province of practice, I know all the natural dharmas. I am 54 years old now, in 1968. In 45 years, I was called a human. Did I have the mind of a human? No. I didn't have it. What about most people today? See the pollution, i.e., mind, body and nature around the world. These things you could ask me. Previously, my lay name was Yu Ong Tun. I didn't have the mind of a human. Why was that? I am talking about myself and not on others. To know a human mind is a very difficult thing. A noble being, Arya, will know it. This Dharma can't be known by worldlings. I check my mind and know all of them. How did I know it? The Buddha said that knowledge, knowing is the noblest thing. The knowledge must be right. Let's analyze the knowing. In my speech, please forgive me if the word BYA is at the end of a sentence. This has become a habit of mine. We BU Sayadawgyi also had this habit. This doesn't happen all the time, just some of the time. It has nothing to do with defilements. This is a misinterpretation by Mahayana followers who think that Arahant still has defilement. I have also been accused by others of taking legal action regarding this matter. Someone might think, it's improper as a monk says this word. This BYA word is no meaning at all. If you call out someone by his name, he can respond it with BYA. It's a masculine usage. For woman, shin. Closing parenthesis. Except for a Buddha, no one can abandon it. There are two kinds of knowledge, lokiya, worldly or mundane, and lokuttara, supramundane, samuti, concept, and paramatta, ultimate reality, truths, sakka, or panati and paramatta. There are two extreme ways, left way, torturing oneself, and right way, indulgence in sensual pleasure. The middle way is the Buddha's way. In knowledge, there are wrong and right knowing, Miccha and Samma. Miccha knowing is wrong knowing, knowing of which is not existed. Samma knowing is knowing of which is existed. I don't know Pariyatti. Now I'll talk about its nature and just listen to understand its nature. Pariyat, Pariyatti, is conceptual knowing. Patabat, Patipatti, is Vinana knowing. Pativeda is Panna knowing. These are three knowing. I know about them with Vinana and Panna knowing. I don't know it with Sanna knowing because I don't have Pariyatti skill. I am a worker and not a speaker. I have to talk about the nature of work. Furthermore, I also prefer people to do the work, i.e., practice. You also have to practice. Later I'll talk about the minds. Dharma could also be attained in one sitting. Most people would take it as an exaggeration. It's not true. Even the Buddha urged the monks for the attainment in one sitting. See the Mahogasinga Sutta, Majjhima Nikaya 32. If someone achieves jhana and has a good teacher and system to guide them, then it is possible. Some people can even reach jhana in one sitting, e.g., Mei Chi Ka Shan Lam, a Thai forest nun, Sayadaw Yu Kandima, Thein tradition, we can see it in his life story. With clear knowledge to understand the cause and effect dharmas in one sitting, one can enter the door of Nibbana, and then close the door to apayas, woeful planes. Concept is not existing dharma. Seeing and knowing are paramatta. Some said that seeing was a concept. No, seeing is paramat, paramatta, nama paramatta, i.e., vinana. If not existing, you'll not see it. Soon Loon Sayadaw said, if panati and paramatta are separated, this is not a noble person. Knowing both of them also is not a noble person. Only knowing their relationship is a noble person. Soon Loon Sayadaw's sayings are shorter and simple, but there are profound meanings in them. It needs to contemplate them. How to know their relationship? This is panati and this is paramatta. Likewise, this is its nature. This is existing dharma and this is not existing dharma. You have to know them differently. The Buddha said that seeing was paramatta dharma. Therefore, we should not argue as my dharma is right or his dharma is right. We'll attain nibbana if we know the dharma nature and sakka dharma. There are 40 samatha practices. Practice with one of them as one's preference. Knowledge comes from the doors of the six senses and their corresponding objects as the noblest knowing. Seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching and knowing are dharmas. Seeing is visual paramatta, hearing is sound paramatta, knowing is dharma paramatta. Some thought that seeing was a concept. No, seeing is paramatta. Some say that seeing is a concept. They can't distinguish between samatha and vipassana. Thought, assumption, is a concept which is assuming something of not existing. Seeing is paramatta. Seeing mind and form is paramatta. You have to know their nature. With samatha also know the samatha nature. With vipassana also know the vipassana nature. You have to know the element nature, dhatu. In mundane, worldly matter, lokiya, they practice alchemy and in supramundane, lokuttara, also. In mundane is using the billow and in supramundane is using the anapana billow. There are dharmas, drifting and sinking, floating and liberation. Drifting is samatha. Floating is dana, sila actions, kama. Sinking is the indulgence of sensual pleasure. The floating dharma of dana and sila is only sometime we do it. For the sinking dharma we do it all the time in non-stop. Maybe it's like a machine gun without a break. If we examine modern people in today's world at an international level, only a very few will float, the rest will sink to the deepest depths. Some, very few indeed, practice the drifting dharma of samatha. If they attain jhanas and avina, absorption samadhi and supernormal powers, and die, he will go to the lower planes of Brahma god existences, i.e., lower than Aryan Brahma gods. When their jhanas and avina are finished, they will fall down again, like a bird falls down to the human earth. And he could continue falling down to apayas if they meet bad companions here, i.e., on earth. In today's world, this is the way to go for sure, because there is a lack of wholesome media and education. Now I'll start talking about sinking Dharma. I'll talk about the mind, and you listen to understand its nature. Yu Xin did the practice just for himself, not for others. Why is that? I didn't have the mind to teach people. I was fear with samvega, sense of wise urgency, and practicing diligently until my bones and skin were worn out. In the past, I made wishes that now have to propagate the last Buddha Sasana. In one of his talks, he mentioned that he had met the Buddha Padamuttara in the past. At that time, he was a king and inviting the Buddha and Sangha to his offerings. This was the wishes he made from the Buddha. It seems to me it's not for the Mahasavaka's parameters. If I don't do it, it's also impossible. Therefore, I propagate the right Dharma for the Sasana. Now I'll talk about the sinking, not arising, Dharma. In the past, Yu Xin was a bad guy and did a lot of robbery. I was a robber in the past, but don't look down on me as a robber. I never killed people, and not as bad as Angulimala of the Buddha's time. Angulimala was a well-known bandit and killed a lot of men for his fingered garland. Greedy mind, angry mind and deluded mind were with me before. This mind is an animal mind. For 46 years was a human but no human mind. Others took me as a human, no. I was not. I was not a human. Humanity today should contemplate this. I didn't have a human mind with me. For the whole 46 years, only sinking Dharma was with me. I didn't know the Paramatta Dharma of mind and form nature. Only knowing the non-existing concepts and became Atta, self-view. For the whole 46 years I only had the minds of hell beings, animals and ghosts. If I died at that time, I would suffer at the places of hell, animal kingdom and hungry shades. Why was that? Because I didn't have the human mind. If you ask me, since you are a human being, why don't you have a human mind? I was clinging with wrong thought, wrong concept and wrong knowing to the minds and actions, kamma, which would send one to apayas, painful existences. What kinds of mind arose in me? I knew only non-existing of wrong view concepts, miccha ditthi panati. When the senses of door and sense objects were contacting, I didn't have the knowing with me. I didn't keep the door watchman with me. The Buddha said that we must have the knowing. When Aram 5 and Aram 6 contact, you have to go with knowing, eating with knowing and seeing with knowing. Here Sayadaw's usage of his experiences has a problem. Aram 5 and Aram 6 means internal and external sense bases for him. Aram 5 is the five khandhas arising inside the body and mind. Aram 6 is the five khandhas arise from the six senses of door contact with external objects. In the beginning of this talk Sayadaw already mentioned his weak point in learning, pariyati. Seeing is also dharma, hearing is also dharma, tasting is also dharma, etc. Going, stepping, sleeping, etc. are also dharma. In the past I didn't have knowledge that I didn't know it. I knew only non-existing concepts. All these are sinking dharma. The Buddha taught that we should not think about past, present and future. We should know the present arising dharma rightly. In the past I knew things with wrong knowing for the non-existing concept. All these were sinking dharma. If died with this mind of 46 years, I would never rise again. How did I see things? When the eye and visual object contact, I didn't know it as visual object. Since I didn't know the cause and effect relationship between mind and form, I didn't know that because of the cause, the result arose. From the eye door, I didn't know it as dukkha, I didn't know vedana, I didn't know about sukha and dukkha vedanas. When I saw a visual object which I liked, it became pleasant and desirable. It became a happy mind, sukha and lobha. When seeing undesirable object, and it became disliked mind and angry mind arose. With hearing, smelling, tasting and touching kama raga, desire and lust, mind arose. I wanted to experience it very often. I didn't know the characteristic of changing nature of the four elements such as stiffness, tension, pushing, pulling, hotness, coldness, etc. Likewise, I didn't want to experience it. When the body became changed, I relied on the doctor. Because of the nature of dukkha, the dosa mind arose. This was how all the different kinds of knowing mind occurred as well. Knowing about good things became pleasant and on bad things became unpleasant. Raga and dosa, lust and anger, arose from seeing, hearing, smelling, etc. Because I didn't know them as Vedana and not knowing them as dukkha. Not knowing about the truth of dukkha that raga dosa arose within me. Why these minds arose within me? Because I was not seeing Vedana, not knowing upadana, clinging, and not knowing dukkha sakha. My mind was always covered with moha, delusion. Therefore, only lobha, dosa and moha were arising with me. When the six senses of door contact with the six sense objects and I knew the arising Dharma with non-existing concepts that these minds arose. The Buddha taught that non-existing was concepts and the existing was paramatta. Yu Xin didn't know about the mind and form nature and its characteristics. How did I see the concept? I saw a woman, and it became a desire lust mind, raga mind. When seeing a woman and knew it as a woman. Seeing her fat body and knew it as fat. If seeing thin, pretty, beautiful and only knew these things and raga mind arose. When seeing ugliness and dosa mind arose, and I knew non-existing things. Therefore, it became raga, dosa, moha, mana minds. Seeing the dog and knowing as dog, seeing pig, chicken, etc., it was also knowing as pig, chicken, etc. These were not right and it was only a concept. In reality these were feeling nature, Vedana, changing form nature, rupa, mind and form nature. If you are seeing non-existing things and then going down by kneeling with your four legs, i.e., to a pyre, maybe as a dog, animals, etc. Here Sayadaw's usage is rough but has a serious tone and makes you remember it forever. This thing happens because we're covered with moha, delusion, of avijja dharma, ignorance. Other sense doors of ear, nose, etc. were also in the same way. Whatever arose from there, I didn't know about their vedanas, mind and form and couldn't differentiate panati and paramatta, didn't know their natural characteristics. I only knew about the non-existing dharmas, i.e., concepts. When I saw a woman and I asked a child, a boy, what is that? His answer was, this is a woman. Is she beautiful or pretty? She has white skin, fat and pretty. Yu Xin also was seeing it this way for 46 years. I was not different from the child's view, and only had a child's knowledge. When I heard a sound and asked the child, there was a dog barking, and I asked him, child, what is that sound? The child's response was, ha. Why asking me? This is a dog barking, I heard it and also knowing as a dog barking. The child was also knowing as a dog barking. Everyone has the same knowledge, that is conceptual knowledge. We all are knowing the non-existing Dharma. We're seeing and knowing of the non-existing Dharma. The Buddha taught two views, wrong and right views. We don't know the right view. The existing Dharma is mind and form, which is paramatta Dharma. We know only the non-existing Dharma that, in regarding smell, knowing as fragrance or smelly, etc. We have to stop at Vedana. If not, it continues to Tanha and Upadana and the five khandhas, mind and form arise, and it's turning the dependent arising process. Once an odor is smelled, citta sankhara, or mental factors arise, i.e., minds arise. If you take it as fragrant raga mind, lobha mind, pitta mind, ghost mind, arise. If it's a putrid smell, then you don't want to experience it and dosa mind arises. If these minds arise, where do you think you're going? These are non-existing dharma, and with these minds and die in 100,000 humans die and no one becomes human again. They'll become dogs, pigs, chickens, fishes in the water and in hells, include hungry shades. Here we can see Sayadaw's wisdom comes from enlightenment. Even though he knew nothing about the suttas, his understanding of Patikasamapada was very profound. Listening to his talk is very similar to Mogik Sayadaw's teaching. With eating foods also, we don't know about feelings, Vedana, don't know mind and form and can't differentiate between Panati and Paramatta. Eating sweet and knowing sweet, eating salty and knowing salty, etc. Then we know the non-existing Dharma. These are concepts and Atta Dharma. If you are knowing this way and die kneeling with your four legs and going down, i.e., a payaboom. Today, humans should reflect this question. Why nowadays there are more animals on the earth than before? Where are they coming from? Every day around the world, how many animals we kill them for foods, for oil, for medicine, for fur, etc. Every year it can be a billion. I don't know the exact record. If we put pet animals in the list, it is unthinkable. Nowadays, human greed, anger and delusion are greater than ever. If humans die and become animals, they will not have a forest to call their home, because many forests have disappeared. They are sure to end up on animal farms and breeding grounds, where they are subjected to human cruelty. Eat toddy, a type of palm tree, and know it is sweet. This even a child knows it. Eat salty food and know that it is salty. A child also knows it. For 46 years, I knew it this way. If die like this, keep your back upward toward the sky and going down with your four legs, animal's back is always toward sky, and become dog, pig, chicken, etc. These are pitta mind, ghost, animal mind and hell being mind. Don't take oneself as highly. With touching sensations, we experience it in the same way. In terms of the things we like, we behave like a cow, i.e., we rethink them as often as a cow ruminates its grass. We desire to experience it very often. When the four elements change, we don't want to experience it. You should not know them as aching, numbness, pain, etc. Right view, samadhi, is right knowing and seeing. Knowing the not existing things is everyone knowing. A child also knows it. A child said to his mother, "Mom, it's too hot." We're not different from the child. These knowledge have been known even from the beginning of the world. Numbness, pain, hot, cold, etc. are conceptual knowledge. If knowing this way with the back toward the sky and going down with the four legs. This usage is referred to become a dog or falling down to woeful existences. There used to be many red flag communists over in the countryside before. After Burma independence in 1948, Burmese communist parties started the revolution. They were one party before, they split into two later, one inclining toward Soviet Russia and the other toward China. I had to make friend with them. Even before, I was not afraid of the red flat. Here I am talking about the mind. We were also bad that once time arrested by the red flag group. When I was in prison, my second younger brother was killed by them. It seems he was put in a communist cell and not by the government. As soon as I heard the news, I was so angry and making an angry sound. When hearing and knowing something we don't like become angry, but with what we like it becomes pleasant and taking pleasure in it, because we don't know about mind and form. I didn't know that the cause of his past karma that now he had to pay for it. Not knowing about mind and form arise when the senses of door and the sense objects meet together and only raga. Dosa, moha and mana arise, on the seeing, hearing, etc. For 46 years, if I died with these states of mind and never rising up again to good destinations, because these were sinking Dharma. What I want you to know is whether you have these mental states, i.e., warnings. These mind states lead one to become dog, pig, chicken when minds arise during the seeing, hearing, etc. Do lobha, dosa, moha and mana happen to you? If happening, then you have to go down kneeling with your four legs. These knowing are not the right knowing and non-existing knowing. Therefore, the Buddha taught that these were not the ways of seeing and knowing and not the way of hearing and knowing, etc. Whatever arises from the six objects, you must see and know the existing Dharma. Now what I am talking is about the sinking Dharma. Dayakas and Dayakas. Check your own minds. If you have wrong view and knowing, then practice quickly when you still have times. The Buddha gave the following simile. He took a piece of earth on his fingernail and asking the monks, Bhikkhus, the earth on my fingernail and the entire earth on the ground, which one has the greater number? They answered, Ven. Sir, the earth on the ground is more than on the fingernail. Yes, that's right. If 100,000 humans die and reborn as humans are the numbers like the amount of earth on the fingernail. But the others born as hell beings, animals and hungry shades are as much as the earth on the ground. Tomorrow I'll talk about the drifting and floating dharmas. I'll continue to talk about wrong and right views, wrong and right knowing. I'll talk about only the minds. For 46 years, Yu Xin only had wild and inferior minds within me, I didn't aware of them. The Buddha reminded us that we must have awareness from the six senses of door on seeing, hearing and smelling, etc. Coming and going, stepping, taking things, etc. With knowing to do these things, etc. See the Satipatthana Sutta. Not put a watchman or close the door there that the guest minds come in and combine with the host mind. Without a watchman, the mind is covered with delusion, moha, and the mind become out of control and behave according to its own. Modern philosophies of freedom, human rights, etc. are similar to this mind. We should use it properly, wisely, in the directions of wholesomeness. It follows behind the objects and indulgence in it. The Buddha taught about the indulgence in sensual pleasure, kama sukha way, indulgence in the objects of visual form, sound, smell, etc. Every time the doors, vara, come in contact with objects, aramana, indulging in the objects is the practice of kama sukhalika anuyoga, indulgence in sensual pleasure. Or the Western hedonism, an American syndrome. Whoever follows this practice will not rise up again, and this is sinking Dharma. We're not controlling our minds and look after with knowing. Let it free that it goes out on its own and going everywhere. This mind is similar to a wild bull without an owner. This bull eats and sleeps as much as it can and in free time looking for sexual pleasure. A bull with its owner was tied to a post with a rope and could not go to the people's fields or eat there. People without a door watcher are like the wild bull. This bull goes to the people's fields, eats there. Going inside the fences and eats the crops and trample on them. It knows only eating and goes to paddy fields, bean and corn fields where it used to be. A man who leaves his mind to its own devices is like a bull without an owner. At last, the owner of the farm can't bear it anymore. He knows that at night the bull went in from this entrance. He sharpens his long knife until it's shining. When night comes, he goes there with his knife and waiting for the bull. Out of greed, the wild bull can't see the suffering of cutting with the knife. It has only greed and knowing only greed. At night, it goes inside the field at the usual entrance. The man is hiding and waiting there to strike its front legs with the knife, and it cries out loudly and falls to the ground. It's so painful that the bull continues to cry out. At that moment the man with his knife cut its throat. Out of greedy, the wild bull legs and throat are cut by the man with knife. This story seems very cruel. But if we're influenced by Ditthi Tanha, our future births would be worsening than this bull's suffering. The sufferings in hells are even unthinkable. Lobha, dosa and moha minds, etc. arise from the six senses of door are the minds leading to the sufferings of woeful existences, apaya dukkha. Therefore, dayakas and dayakas should not content only with the ordinary merits of outside the sasana, such as dana, sila. You are doing merits only for some time. Taking and looking after the precepts, sila, for 4 days in every month. That is Burmese Uposatha days, full moon, new moon, 2 8-day days. Sila is kama, action. When it gives the results, it will have beauty and long life, etc. With dana it gives the results of human and heavenly happiness and wealth, etc. When good kama results not arise and have wrong view on the non-existing dharma, which send one to painful existence, apaya. Dana and sila can't do or help you in this case. Therefore, at the time when we meet the Buddha Sasana, the Buddha taught us not to associate with the fools, bala, and associate and the wise, pandita. Sayadaw tried to recite the Mangala Sutta chanting, but he couldn't do it well. This point was also mentioned in the talk on his life. This was teaching to the heavenly beings. They don't have the coarse physical forms. So, they only have mental feelings, Vedana. They are refined forms. These points give us the idea of heavenly beings don't have sexual relationship. Heavenly beings are a kind of hungry shade, ghost, because they are very greedy. Sayadaw was using it as great Peter. It does not mean they are a kind of Peter, just as a metaphorical term. Their hunger for sensual pleasure is very great and never have satisfaction like some politicians and a million or billionaires of today. But they are better than modern economists who have nothing of power or money and postulate a lot of greedy ideas and views how to make money. The male Devata is served by 500 or 600 celestial nymphs on each of his left and right sides. The Buddha called them as Mahapita, great hungry ghost. The Buddha admonished them, here Subrahma Devata and his 500 celestial nymphs came to see the Buddha for help, for making companionship with the fools, bala. Use in myself in the past associated with the fools. What kinds of fool it is? You make friend with the fools of lobha, dosa, moha and mana which arise from visual object, sound, smell, etc. I had no knowledge about them before and not having a door watcher with me. This was happened for 24 hours each day. The Buddha taught to associate with the wise, pandita. If you're consorting with three wise men will have blessings, mangala. You have been consorted with the fools started from the beginning of the world, i.e., in the beginning less of the samsara. Are you now still consorting with them? They are the ones who push you down the samsara chasm. The three wise men are sila, samadhi and panna or sila magunga, samadhi magunga and panna magunga. These are the wise men. The fools we're talking are opium eater, alcoholics and gamblers, etc. Really pushing down us to painful existences, apayas, alobha, dosa, moha and mana dharmas or minds falling down there. We don't know about the foolish minds which are consorted. We associate with them continuously. It's possible if we don't consort with drunkards and can shun away from them. Could you shun away from greed, anger, delusion, etc.? You'll fall into the chasm with them, but you don't stay away from it. The fools are not the drunkards, gamblers, opium users, at that time Burma didn't have heroin yet, murderers, etc. It was talking about the minds. Pushing down someone into apayas and the rounds of existence, samsara, are these states of mind. Mogik Sayadaw also interpreted the fools in the Mangala Sutta as unwholesome dharmas. Aryas know between the fake and the real very clear. You can get the three wise men with you only by practicing insight. The Buddha taught about the four establishing of mindfulness practice, kaya, Vedana, Citta, etc. He was teaching the right things. There are no other dharmas to Nibbana except these four dharmas. There are 40 objects for samatha practice and people practice what they like it. The important thing is knowing the differences between panatti and paramatta. With the right concept only get the right paramatta, and with the wrong ones and become wrong. These are to know with knowledge and ignorance, vijja and avijja. For 46 years Yu Xin made friends with the four fools, lobha, dosa, moha, mana, who were going down to a pyre kneeling with their four legs. I practiced for 21 months with the strong determination as if I have to die let it be, otherwise I must realize the Dharma. Firstly, I am mindful of the in-breath and out-breath of the anapana, breathing, practice. If only knowing the in and out breaths is samatha practice. In kayanupassana, body contemplation, what is air, vayo? It's the nature of pressure, motion, distension. These are all known by the mind, which is not the practice of samadhi. After the pressure, motion and distension it ceases. This is the ceasing of mind and form, and knowing the nature of vanishing. With many times of knowing the pressure and distension, etc. At the sitting area, the four elements are changing. Knowing the pressure and distension of the air is kayasatipatthana, mindfulness of the body and the other elements of earth, water, fire are also in the same way of knowing their nature. The earth element, the air element, etc. will kill you, in life at any time, near death is sure. All these are the elements of form, rupa, and like the four dragon snakes, at the form you'll bite with one of them, if they become imbalanced, the most prominent one will kill you. Bitten by the earth snake one will die with stiffness of the body, by fire snake the body was burnt like fire and die with hotness, with air snake the body like cut into pieces and die. The excessive elements affecting the body are, earth affects the body and jaw with stiffness, water made the liquid body flowing out, with teho, heat one will cry out, ah. Very hot and burning, please help me. With air, vayo, become dizzy and the stomach can be burst open and die. This air element can kill you at any time during eating, sleeping, in the toilet, on the car, etc. It's a very quick air snake. Only Vipassana yogis know about their nature. If you contemplate their outer forms, you will only know the concepts. The four vipers designate the four elements, which were mentioned in the discourse of the simile of the vipers, Asavijapama Sutta, Samyutta N, SN.35.238, and the commentary. This sutta is important for mind development. Later we will see its importance in the teaching of Sayadaw Yu Kandima. These four great elements affect our lives and during dying. Our health is also dependent on them, one of the causes. If they are imbalanced or in disturbance, they give us suffering in life and at dying, most important is at death. When there is a disturbance in the earth element, the body becomes stiff like wood. The Buddha compared it as bitten by a viper of the wooden, mouth type. With the disturbance of the water element, the body becomes putrid, oozing pus, flesh and blood and later leave behind bones and skin. It's like bitten by a putrid, mouth snake. With the disturbance of the fire element, it becomes feverish all over. It's like thrown into a pit of coal. The Buddha compared it with a fire, mouth snake. With the disturbance of air element, severe pains run through the joints and sinew. It's like the body was smashed by rocks and the bones pulverized. It compared with a dagger, mouth snake. At near death, we'll be bitten by one of the elements. When the four elements of the internal body are disturbed, the noble beings, Aryas, are not afraid for dying. They know all the four elements and the mind nature, the body loathsomeness, and kamas and its results that not afraid for dying. It becomes knowledge, vijja. We sit longer on the hard floor and vedana, feeling, arises. This arising form, rupa, will kill us. We don't know its nature of pressure and distension, go and feel the vedana. This is vedana satipatthana, contemplation of feelings. If you only know the feeling of pain, it's wrong view, Ditthi. This is knowing upon the dukkha on dukkha. If you know hotness, aches and pains become dukkha samadaya, the cause of dukkha. From Vedana, it connects to Tana, feeling right pointing arrow craving. I don't contemplate the feeling, Vedana, of pain and stiffness, instead contemplate the feeling mind, i.e., mind experience Vedana. How does the nature earth element arise? It becomes stiff, tense, numb, ache, etc. This is the nature of earth element. In books, it mentioned as the nature of hardness and softness, is Patavi. In the Kanda arises as becoming aches, numbness, stiffness. What is the nature of water element, Apo? During the contemplation, the chest becomes tense and something is choking or blocking inside. Sweat is flowing out the body. The nature of fire element, Teho, is becoming hot as fire heat and cold like a block of ice. The nature of air element, Vaya, makes the heart beats in the chest, the body moves and trembles. I don't contemplate the stiffness of from, Rupa, and instead contemplate the experience of Vedana, mental feeling appears at the mind base, heart area, nature of the mind. How the mind is experiencing Vedana. If you contemplate the stiffness and numbness, it becomes Vedana Sana, concept. I follow it with Vedana Panna of the feeling of the mind. I feel the stiffness, I feel the numbness, etc. I feel the hotness, coldness, pressure, etc. of the four elements. In this way, with the understanding of the characteristic nature of mind and the doors of Apaya will be shut down. In the past, Yu Xin was counting the rosary beats with Anicca, Dukkha, and Anatta. This is Sanna knowing. This is not the Buddha's knowledge, everyone and even the child knows it. Likewise, this kind of Anicca is the broken down of plate and pot, etc. When a man dies, it is Dukkha. When you hit a stone with your leg and fall down, it is Anatta. All these are used by ordinary Buddhists with the three universal characteristics as concepts in daily life. What about the three characteristics taught by the Buddha? What is the nature of form, rupa, mind, nama, and loathsome, asubha? You must know their characteristics. For example, when seeing the visual form and the knowing nature of it, the nature of inclining to it, every time Aram 5 and Aram 6 contact the inclining nature of the mind, i.e., six objects and six sense doors, and what is the nature of the mind doing? They have the nature of experience. Not knowing this and with Sanna knowing, concepts, will go down Apaya, because of Ditthi. You must know with the Buddha's knowing. Here Sayadaw is only dealing with mind, form and loathsome and their nature. Majority of people only know with Sanna nature. What is the nature of loathsomeness? After man dies, there is no mind Dharma. After 3 or 4 days, the body becomes bloated. Asubha means there is no movement of the body which is dead. After 3 or 4 days, it shows its Asubha nature. The flesh body becomes dark color, brown color, bloated, putrid, tongue comes out, blood and pus come out from the eyes, later infested with worms eaten by them and only leaving behind with bones. These are the characteristics of the loathsome nature. You must see in these ways. The Buddha told us that we have to know it in accordance with his knowing. The 4 Satipatthana insight practice starts from Kaya and end with Dhammanupassana step by step. Establishing of Anapana is Kayasatipatthana. Contemplation of feeling or experience is Vedanasatipatthana. After finished Vedana or ending of Vedana, it comes Sittasatipatthana. With Dukkha ends the mind becomes happy, its happiness is short term. After some time, the 4 great elements reappear again. These dharmas do not belong to us. The mind experiences of Sukha and Dukkha. I know this nature. It's arising and passing away, arising and passing away, etc. It only has Sabhava Dharma, its own nature, and common characteristics, Samana Lakana, of Anicca, Dukkha, Anatta. with the eye, and seeing form is seeing form nature, hearing sound is hearing sound nature, etc. The eye can't hear, so they do their own job, etc. The elements and the six objects, aram, are doing their own job, i.e., 12 ayatanas. Then we know the sabhava lakana and samana lakana of mind and form. As we have seen the internal sabhava elements, the external of form, sound, smell, etc., are also sabhava dhatu. They exist with their own nature. We understand the nature of elements. At the time of seeing, I know the nature of form, rupa, and mind. Seeing the elements attain nibbana. Seeing form also enter the stream, sotapatti magga. How does he see it? What is the nature of the characteristics of six sense objects and the six senses of door? Seeing, hearing, smelling, etc. A sabhava. I only know sabhava. Sabhava means natural dharma, usually using with the other two words as nisata, nijiva. Sabhava equals not a being, not a soul, and only nature. If seeing sabhava lakana attain nibbana, the whole world is sabhava. In Burmese, sabhava is nature, in Pali, individual character of thing, samana is common character. For example, earth element has its own individual characters of hard, soft nature and impermanent. Anicca is common nature to all things, except nibbana. These are the form, rupa, nature only, and don't know the mind nature yet. Today I'll mention the form nature only. It's free from Vedana Sanna by seeing the nature of form. Here Vedana Sanna refer to physical pains. There is no hot, cold, stiffness, pressure, etc. With Aram 5 and Aram 6 contact, and at the present moment, there are no four bad men who can enter it. Lobha, dosa, moha and mana. There is no raga, dosa, moha, mana mental factors, cetasikas, and it does not arise on visual form, other objects also the same, and sankhara dharmas cease. Then what are there? At every moment the arising sabhava dharma of Aram 5 and Aram 6 are there, and free from concepts. The rise and fall of nama, mind, come to an end. What kinds of mind and its rise and fall come to the end? In the past, if seeing a woman, the mind was on a woman, concept of a woman, seeing a dog and the mind on dog, etc. Which are changing citta-sankhara, these minds not exist now. The guest minds not exist, and only the host mind exists. Here we need to contemplate Sayadaw's profound wisdom without any background of suttas. It only has the sabhava dharma of rupa lakana, and seeing its nature. I am not seeing the citta-sankhara such as woman, dog, etc. The visual form, sound, smell, etc. are only sabhava nature. Fragrance, smelly, sweet, sour, etc. Taste and smell citta-sankhara are ceasing. Aram 5 and Aram 6 all are existing as sabhava, and not thinking about the past, no expectation for the future, only staying with the present moment. How it stays at the present moment. In books, it was said that stream enterer abandoned wrong view and doubt. How he sees it and abandon it. He abandons it by seeing one dharma, a kodamo, eka dharma, and knowing one. From the eye door it completes with sila, samadhi and panna, and gets vipassana, nana. Raga, dosa, moha don't have the chance to arise and magga eradicate it. At the time of seeing, there only is the seeing sabhava lakana and the unwholesome mental factors, akasala cetasikas, which send one to apayas are ceased. In book, it was mentioned as stream enterer abandoned three samyanas, fetters. The three fetters of past, present and future of wrong see and knowing not exist because of right seeing and knowing. The impermanence of mental factors come to end, Vedana not connect to Tana, and stopping at Vedana. Because it sees the sabhava lakana. There are many sotapanas minds. In regarding doubt on the past, present and future, some said about on the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha, these are in books. What is stable in sila? This is on Indriya Samvara sila, sila on the restraint of the sense faculties. If from the eye seeing woman, man, etc. Sila not stable. Sotapanna sees the one dharma, eka dharma, of form, rupa, sabhava, mind, nama, sabhava, or seeing one sabhava dharma. The noblest knowing is this one sabhava of knowing. I wish you all could abandon the concepts of knowing which are the opposite of right view and knowing, and then realize the sabhava right view and knowing. Sadhu. 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 Note on Sotapanna. From Sayadaw's talk we know some nature of a Sotapanna. He is quite different from a worldling. One of the very distinct nature is he never views and knows things with concepts by knowingly. He will communicate with people by using concepts, but never take it as real. This point is very important for yogis to check their first stage of realization. Later we will see its important point in Sayadaw U. Kandima and his practice for Sotapanna. The Ingu Sayadaw had said if you see a woman, and it's a woman, see a dog, and it's a dog, then you are not a Sotapanna. U. Kandima did not have knowledge on Dharma and not had a proper teacher to guide him when he started the practice. He used the above quotation by The Ingu Sayadaw and checked his practice. I heard a story on a very well-known Burmese author, Shui Yu Dong. Actually, he was not a Buddhist, a Christian, but also study and practice. Once time he went to see The Ingu Sayadaw and talked about his realization. Sayadaw asked him by pointing to a woman, "What do you see?" Quote, Shui Yu Dong, a woman. Sayadaw, no. You're not a Sotapanna. This same author mentioned in one of his writings that a Sotapanna took alcohol only water went into his body, the spirit could not enter it. Yu Sun Elwin, later Ven. Adhikaram C., asked Tangku Lu Sayadaw as was it true? Sayadaw's answer was, Sotapanna or whatever it's, if you take alcohol in accordance to its chemical nature, Dhatu, you would be drunk. In the Chinese Mahayana Chan, Zen, tradition there is a saying by Chan masters. This was before the practice mountain is mountain, river is river. During the practice, mountain is not mountain, river is not river. After the practice, mountain is mountain, river is river. In the Sotapanna's view and knowing after the practice, still mountain is not mountain, river is not river. So, which one is true? Worse than this is some Chinese Buddhists compare some great religious figures at the same level of the Buddha. So Sotapannas to Arahant's purity are lower than these Upasakas, prophets. How did they become Buddhists? I don't understand them. Then the Buddha's teachings will become wrong views. This is very clear they don't know the Pali Suttas. Obstacles for realization of Dharma. There are some unwholesome dharmas which stop someone to realize dharma in this life, and some are curable and some are not. It is based on a book called Fundamental Patikasamapada Lectures by Sayadaw U. Sumana, Mogik meditation teacher, Zagaing Hills Siri Sumana Magan Dharma Center. There are five kinds of obstacles, antariya, which hinder the paths and fruits in practice. These are 1. Anantarika Kama, the five heavy kamas. 2. Kilasantariya, defilements of wrong view. 3. Vipakantariya, the results of past kamas. 4. Aryupavadantariya, unwholesome actions done to noble beings. 5. Panati Vatikamantariya, breaking the Vinaya rules and no purification. 1. The five heavy kamas. A. Killing one's mother. B. Killing one's father. C. Killing Arahant. D. Harming the Buddha by injuring him. E. Splitting the Sangha. These five heavy kamas are incurable in this life. If a being dies with these kamas, even one of them, next rebirth will be in the great hell. 2. The obstacles of defilement. There are 10 kalesas: 1. Greed, 2. Hatred, 3. Delusion, 4. Conceit, 5. Wrong views, 6. Doubt. 7. Sloth. 8. Restlessness. 9. And 10. Shamelessness and fearlessness of wrongdoing. Here the obstacles of defilement means wrong views and doubt. The leader of wrong views is identity view, Sakkayadithi, and from it develop two main wrong views, eternalism, Sassata, and annihilationism, Akeda. With the extension of them, 55 Sassatas and 7 Akedas which are mentioned in the Brahmajala Sutta, Sutta No. 1, Digha Nikaya. All these 62 wrong views have fallen away only to overcome the obstacle and with the practice can eradicate wrong views and doubt. To achieve this, yogis must understand the law of dependent co-arising, Paticca Samuppada by study or taught by teachers, e.g., Mogik Sayadaw's talks. 3. The results of past karmas. There are 8 kinds of living beings that can't realize paths and fruits in their lives. These are, opening parenthesis, 1. Beings in hells, 2. Beings in animal kingdom, 3. Beings as Pita, hungry ghosts, 4. Beings as titans, asuras, 5. Worldling formless Brahma gods, Padarjana Arupa Brahma, 6. Beings as Brahma gods with no minds, Asana Brahma, 7. A person born with two wholesome roots only, Duatukha Pugala, i.e., non-greed, non-hatred and delusion, 8, 7 persons without wholesome roots by births, Ahatukha Pugalas. The 7 persons without wholesome roots are, 1, born with blindness, 2, born with deafness, 3, born with dumbness, 4, born as a dullard can't remember things, 5, born with craziness, 6, not a man nor a woman, maybe between, 7, a person born with both organs of male and female. I want to make some reflections on the 7 and 8 living beings in the list. Taken together, there are 8 types of people, among them no. 4, born as a dullard can't remember things and no. 5, born with craziness can't even practice meditations. The other 5 people can do it, so they should study and practice planting the seed of wisdom. It makes me remember Don, an Essen youth, Tai Laoshan, from our forest monastery in Ubon province, near Bang Wai village. He was born as a person with deafness and dumbness. His family are living in the village. In the beginning he came to the monastery very often. He helped the monastery in many ways, sweeping, hauling water, going alms round with the monks for carrying rice and foods for them, sometimes it was quite heavy, etc. On observant days, he sit meditation with the monks. Later he stayed at the monastery most of the time and stayed at empty kutis. Even sometimes saw him wearing white clothes as Pha Kao, 8 preceptor who wears white. My emphasis here is even though he was an Ahatukha person carrying some wholesome kammas with him to this life. If we contemplate them with the blessings mentioned in the Mangala Sutta and we'll find some of them, such as consorting with the wise, residing in a suitable place, directing oneself rightly, etc. Among them, it is very important to guide yourself correctly in this life and into the future. The obstacles related to past karmas are incurable in this life for these beings. These include 8 human beings, 1 Duatukha plus 7 Ahatukhas. 4. Aryupavadantariya, wrongdoings to noble beings. There are 4 noble beings from Sri Mentor to Arahant, and 3 kinds of actions, mental, verbal and bodily actions. If someone with one of any actions has done wrong to any noble being, e.g., Sotapanna, is an obstacle in practice. This obstacle not only relates to worldlings, but also to other Aryas, e.g., Sotapanna to Sakadagami. This obstacle is curable by asking forgiveness. 5. Breaking the monastic rules. These obstacles only relate to monastics, monks and nuns only. This obstacle can be cured by confession according to specific rules.